This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We've got a story coming up from Amy Scott in just a bit about home prices and the I word. But there is a report out from the real estate site Redfin about factors that go into home prices. Those prices in places where you pretty much have to have a car to get around have grown twice as fast as they have in places with access to good public transportation. And of course, since the pandemic, a whole lot fewer people are using public transit, even in cities that have largely reopened. So those transit agencies are trying to come up with new ways to get those riders back, as Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports.
Before COVID, about 5.5 million people rode the subway in New York City every weekday. On a good day now, that number is close to 2.5 million.
We're getting there, but obviously we'd like to get there a lot faster than we have been.
Sarah Feinberg is the interim president of New York City Transit. She says the system is trying to encourage more people back onto trains and buses with a big marketing campaign.
Educating our potential returning riders about all that we're doing to keep them safe in the system.
And also offering a few little perks, like
partnering with museums to offer people discounts if they take public transit to get to the museum.
Public transportation agencies all around the country are trying to find ways, big and small, to get riders back, says Paul Skoutelis, CEO of the American Public Transportation Association.
Many systems are really doing comprehensive route redesigns, reimagining their networks, concentrating on making sure they're servicing the essential workers.
And he says many are also looking at pricing, temporarily reducing fares, or in a few cases, even making rides free. In San Francisco, Bay Area Rapid Transit, or BART tickets, will be half price for the month of September. Adi Tomer at the Brookings Institution says those kinds of incentives will get some riders back, but ultimately,
transit agencies' best tool is one they do not control. The reopening of workplaces across the country.
Especially, he says, in big city downtowns. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.